The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, when we walk to the Ed Sheeran show, does it rap, R&B, and everything we know. From hip-hop, beats to soulful flow, we dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh, talk to music genres, feeling every niche. It's more than the sounds, it's life, it's goals. Right here on Ed Sheeran, the story unfolds.
Ed Sheeran's on, take the seat, let's explore.
Hey, Christian.
Music, culture, and a whole lot more.
Welcome back to the Ed Taylor Show. For those hearing me for the first time, I salute you and say hello. My name is Ed Taylor. I am in the building. So I've been away for a minute. I had some contract renegotiations with life and, went over a couple of speed bumps. But now the Ed Taylor Show is back and we're here to put it on for you and to keep things pushing. I hope all y'all is doing good out there. 415-745-2742 is the phone number to the Ed Taylor Show. Call in anytime you like. Our operators will help you if you have song requests or if you would like to be interviewed on the show or if you are artist representative and you would like your artist to be on the show. For advertisement, we'll also take calls there. As well as you can contact the radio station you are listening to the Ed Taylor Show on. I don't want to make this a somber event. This is going to be a great show. I got a producer going to be called in a few seconds. His name is Infamous Beats. And I have a young lady named Phoenix K, who is an R&B singer. Great interviews we're going to have, I'm sure. And I just want you to sit tight and enjoy it. And thank you for joining me on the Ed Taylor Show. I am happy to be here. It is a pleasure to come try to attempt to be a part of your life. Maybe put a little sunshine your way. We all need a little bit of it. Shout out to all the radio stations that are providing the Ed Taylor Show to you right now. And shout out to all my folks out there. Much peace and love. Let's get to it.
Pop made this one.
Hey, I am everything. Say what you want, you mean, what you thought, tell the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything, try to tell them, bruh. I am everything, say what you want, you mean, what you thought, tell the way you thought it would go, huh? Yeah. I am everything, try to tell them, bruh.
Straight to the top, now the vibe is on me. Get to know big, I'm inside of a song D. Don't stop popping at it, the war beef. Petty, yeah, I know. When I try to let go, let's just slide one time in it back for more. Like I ain't the one you can play with. Take note, better than your mind. All I do is maintain. A hella like me ought to get up off the brain, I'm sure. Nothing around here demure. Make sure you come to California, get this tour. Don't do too much talking, lead a walker to the pros. Gangbangers, East Coast to West Coast. Not familiar with the politics, all up on the podcast. Loose lips sink ships. Ain't no honor amongst men. They follow the lame trends and expect respect. Running their jaws, damn.
I am everything. Say what you want. You mean, what you thought. Tell the way you thought it would go, huh? I am everything. Try to talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, online too, I have someone waiting to come in and talk. I'm pretty excited to speak to this gentleman. Very, very, very well-known producer. Beats it off the hook. You know what? Let me get him on. Hang on a sec. Infamous Beats, are you there?
I am. How's it going?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Infamous Beats to the Ed Taylor Show. You know what I'm saying? Big time producer. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, man. So my actual name is Nathan. I go by Infamous Beats. I've been making beats since I was about 12 years old is when I started. And I'm now 27, so I've been doing it for a little bit. Just in that time, I've had the pleasure of producing over 500 songs, worked with over 250 artists, a lot that reside in Northern California. Just been kind of doing this for a little bit now, and that's kind of how I got here.
There it is. There it is. Now, how does one? I am also a music producer. I want to know, how do you produce over 500 songs? That is wild and crazy. I know in my younger years I used to spin them out a couple of night or whatever, but they never really made it to full songs and things like that. Well, how did you do it? I mean, it's like, you know, 500, are these 500 songs that are actually completed to where they've been matched with lyrics and, you know, and vocals and mixed and mastered, or 500 songs you're saying in general?
Mixed and mastered and put out there. And, you know, it's like some of them were a lot more hands off from my side than others. Others I've been actually like in a studio session. I'm the one mixing and mastering the song as well. But yeah, pretty much my beat website, that's, you know, that's how I've been able to collaborate with so many artists, and it's just so accessible these days. And I've had, through my YouTube channel, I'll post beats on there, a little less frequently now, but I used to post one about every weekday. And, you know, if the artists listen and they liked it, they go to my website, buy the beat, create a song. And then, you know, a couple months down the line, I'd get tagged in the release. And so that's how a good portion of the songs got made. And then others were studio sessions, songs of mine that I've worked with other artists and put out together with them. So yeah, it's happened a wide variety of ways, but really just kind of being consistent and putting out beats to the public is the biggest way for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me ask you this. What is your take? Because, you know, and I'll share mine with you after you share yours, if that's fair to you. But what is your take on the term beat maker versus producer?
Yeah, so I think a beat maker is someone who solely kind of just makes the beat, and they don't touch the process outside of that, you know? And then a producer is someone who kind of, and what's funny about producer, a lot of people think you have to be hands-on, but you could truly be a producer and not touch the beat at all, but just provide direction for the overall, you know, just song structure and decisions and whatnot. So I guess, you know, with that description, maybe I should rephrase what I said earlier about the 500 songs, and because I was just a beat maker on quite a few of those. But yeah, I think as a producer, you're just more involved in the entire song making process rather than just the beat.
Okay, so that is very, very, very fair. There are issues that arise from this, and I noticed a level of respectability not being given to the quote unquote beat maker. To me, as a person who has probably been in, you know, I've had people who just say, "Hey, man, can you send me a beat?" Sometimes you never hear from them again. Sometimes they complete it as a song. In essence, someone else could have produced the overall track, even though you made the beat. But I still need my writer's credit. I still need everything that, in my opinion, everything that I did still accounts for something. And I noticed that some people discard beat makers. Oh, he just made the beat. That's it. It's like, wait a minute. What are you listening to? Yeah. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah. Like, in my opinion, like, obviously I'm biased because I'm a producer. Right. But at least the way I listen to music and how my ears hear thing, I think the beat's way more important in any song than the lyrics, just because if there's a song I hear that has a, you know, a terrible beat, but like the lyrics and the melody is good, I'm probably not listening to that song. Mm-hmm. But if there's a song where the lyrics and the melody are like, eh, but the beat is fire, like, I'll still listen to that song. So yeah, to me, beat goes a longer way than, you know, the artist portion. And that's not to diminish what they're doing
or anything, because that's
important too, but
not at all.
Yeah. So completely agree with you on that.
I believe it's two-sided, because we have people who are really into the way the kick hits, the way the snare hits. And then we have people who are just into vocals and they want to hear how those vocals come on that beat. It's like, so Notorious Big, B.I.G.
Mm-hmm.
I never really thought that his beats were the best. I thought they were good, but I thought he made, when he came in, he made the song to me. He was an instrument that all those beats needed. So it depends on how you look at it. But if we look at it from a producer standpoint, man, we, from the first second that song comes on, man, we seeing what that beat do. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, all right. I'm going to listen to it a little longer. You know what I mean? Because I'm seeing what this beat do. So, yeah, so that's the thing, you know. And I often ask people, producers, about that beat maker versus the actual production thing. And you have a very good estimate of what it is. Because, like you say, a producer doesn't necessarily touch anything sometimes. They just coordinate. They say, hey, man, you know what? Maybe this hook should be like this. Maybe the beat should drop right there. You know, but you're real important. As a beat maker, whatever you want to call yourself, man, you know, hang on a sec, what my button? There we go, right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So what happens when you hear one of your songs that you send out? Let's say you don't coordinate the recording or you're not a part of that, and you get it back, and it's like, oh, man, they kind of like, because I've had that happen a few times, man, when they got the song back, I'm like, I know it's art and they're expressing themselves, but my gosh, you know what I mean? It's like, do you ever?
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of crazy.
I know,
huh?
It's like, yeah, definitely. Like everyone approaches music differently. So I try to see things from a different perspective because I also make music as an artist myself. And I'm like very meticulous, kind of a perfectionist when it comes to like putting my vocals on a track. So sometimes I see music from that lens and I can tell when the effort was very minimal on the artist's part, kind of like they didn't really write anything down. The second half of the verse, just kind of freestyling, like they maybe took 20 minutes to do the whole track and it just didn't come out that great. The mix isn't good. That's always tough. Just knowing like, you know, I spent a lot of time on that beat, but at this point, like where we're at with music, I don't think it's really a reflection of the producer anymore as much as it used to be. Cause like, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, like there wasn't internet beats that people could just buy online. Like if you're putting out a track with someone, you were in the room with them most of the time. So like back then, it, you know, if the artist is putting out a trash verse on your beat, it kind of is a reflection on you. I feel like that's less of the case today. So it doesn't really bother me too much, but of course I would love to hear like a awesome song over my beat rather than something that's a little iffy.
Exactly. So let me, something that, is real important to your core business is that, you just told me you're an artist as well, so we're going to get back to that. But as far as the production side, you sell and lease beats as well?
That's correct, yes.
So if a person wants one of your tracks, what is the best way? Should they go to your website or should they contact you on Instagram? Or how should they get at you to say, hey, I want to work with you. I want to hear what you're doing, you know, yada, yada.
Yeah. Best way is like probably just hit me up on Instagram. You know, some people just like to buy directly from my site. You don't even have to talk to me and everything's kind of set up where once you purchase the beat, you get the contract for it. So the business is all right and everything. You'll get, you know, depending on the type of license you buy, you'll get either the MP3 file, the wave file and stems. But yeah, like definitely just hit me up on Instagram too. And, you know, I'm always willing to work with people too. If they have like a great idea for a song, but their money's not right at the time, I can always work with people to, make something happen and work out a fair deal as well. So yeah.
That's dope. But now people don't call him up talking about this going to be a good look for him if he works for free, because that just can't happen in this day and age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's okay. If you want to do something for free, you should be the one to not someone come to you and propose it. You know what I mean? That really gets under my skin if someone said, hey, man, this is going to be a great look for you. We're going to do this and we're going to do this. And I can't afford to pay you, but the new Jordans just came out. Let me go grab those real quick. Oh, okay, I got my new Jordans, but I still can't afford to pay you. You know what I mean? Hold on, I got to smoke this real quick. You know what I mean? I got to drink this real quick, but I can't pay you for the beat. But you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. You know, no calls for that kind of stuff, man. You know, that got to be offered by the producer, man. The producer sees something in you that they want to invest, that's all good. But please don't ask these guys to do stuff for free. It's just not a good look today, and it doesn't help pay the bills, and it doesn't help keep people's dreams going. And this stuff costs money to get equipment, to devote time. It takes time to make a beat. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You know, nobody's paying you while you're making that, right?
Totally. Yeah, and I can speak for myself, but I feel like it's the same for a lot of producers. A lot of us started off kind of doing things for free to work ourselves up. Like I remember when I first started working with Livewire, like Joseph K, Jay Stalin, I kind of got my foot in the door by just reaching out to them and saying, hey, I can get you guys free beats. And that's how I built those relationships. And I got a couple placements with them under my belt. And then, you know, as I worked myself up, I was able to start charging, and Absolutely. A lot of producers have been through that free period of time, kind of moved past it. And most of us were, it's just like a 9-to-5 job. No one's gonna go to work for free most of the time.
Exactly.
We got bills to pay and everything. So
So you offered to do this free. Which is like you're saying, hey, I'm going to give this because I know it'll be greater days later. Now you're at the greater days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people need to come to you correct. Now, that is a major move to go over to Livewire because you know they already got eyes on them and ears on them and say, hey, listen, I would give any producer that advice. If you're going to give away your talents, don't look at it that way. Look at it as building a relationship with somebody who already has something established. They don't have anything established, man. I'm sorry, man. You got to pay me some. You got to put some skin in the game. I don't care if it's $50, $20, $30. You got to show me you care. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And that's that, man. So what is your favorite type of music outside of what you do?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I really listen to just about everything. If you asked me like maybe 2 years ago, I would have said I like every genre of music except country. Mm-hmm. But my wife sees into country, so I'm starting to dabble a little bit.
Man, country,
still not my favorite genre, but
country is dope. Yeah. It's like this. It's not the same anymore. It's like some of the newer country songs is damn near them trap music. You know what I mean? With country guitars over it. It's really some good stuff. And it's about, it's an emotional type of music. If you want to just calm down and chill, it's not a bad music to listen to. But at 27 years old, man, I can't expect you to, to be 100% in the country yet. But, you're getting there.
Yeah.
You're getting there. You know what
For
I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. And.
Yeah, but, yeah, and mostly, other than hip hop, kind of R&B music. I'm started over the past couple of years, I've been diving deeper into my faith as well. So I listen to some worship music. Just kind of all around everything. If I like the sound, I'll listen to it. That could be alternative rock, kind of indie stuff, hip hop, R&B, pop music. So just really all around everything.
That's dope. That's dope, man. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, Infamous Beats is out there. If you are an artist, a producer who's looking for tracks to help with your artist you're producing, you want to collaborate, man, hit up Infamous. I mean, you should hear some of the, you know, we're going to play some of the beats a little bit later, but you should hear some of this music and hear some of this talent. One thing before I let you go, your artist name, what is it, do you perform and record under the same name, Infamous Beats, when you do your other side of the music, or?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I'm actually kind of in the middle of changing that. But yes, right now, my artist music also comes out under Infamous Beats. I know that could be confusing to people because it's such a clear, like, producer name. And, like, I know, like, you know, DJ Mustard, he ended up dropping, like, the DJ part, and he's just Mustard. But I think in the near future, I'm going to switch over to just my actual, like, government name, Nathan Medina, and release my own music under that, and then continue to put out beats under Infamous Beats.
Yeah, man, you're doing like Anthony Taylor, huh? Look at that. Nathan Medina, you know what I mean? AKA Infamous. So let me ask you this. There is a song coming out. You have a song with a prominent figure in rap right now that's rising. Do you want to talk about that at all, or you want to wait to surprise him?
Yeah, I could definitely talk about it. So this Friday, which I believe that's September 19th, I have a song with La Russell dropping. It's pretty awesome song. It's one of the deeper songs I've ever written. I have a 32-bar verse on there.
Goodness.
And it's kind of discussing just my relationship with music and how I viewed it. You know, earlier in my life, I kind of viewed music as, I put so much emphasis on it, and I got a lot of my personal value from music. And that's kind of a dangerous, place to be when you put your value on just like a craft or something. 'Cause, you know, as human beings, we're more valuable than that. And so over the past couple years, I've kind of shifted the way I view my dreams, ambitions regarding music. And also kind of that has changed as well as I've gotten deeper into my faith. And so, yeah, that verse discusses all that. And I feel like a lot of people out there could potentially relate to it, or, you know, maybe down the road even it could help them out. So definitely check it out. It'll be everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere else you listen to music on Friday.
Perfect, perfect. I'm going to call LaRussell and ask LaRussell, how was it working with Nathan Medina, a.k.a. Infamous Beats? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure I did it kind of opposite. You know what I mean? Normally said that people would say, well, how was it working with LaRussell? You know what I mean? But just messing with you. Everybody out there, be prepared to check out the song by Infamous Beats featuring LaRussell. The name might change, but I think Friday is going to be Infamous Beats.
Yes, it will be. Yeah.
Yeah. So check that out. Look it up, man. This is going to be great. We're going to play some of it. We're going to get an advanced copy, and we're going to play a little bit of it, but I want you to hear all of it over there on Spotify and all the other spots. Infamous Beats, is there anybody you want to say anything to before we ended this conversation?
Yeah, I would just say to anyone out there listening, you know, kind of my story is music is just one of those things that I would continue doing if I had never got a dollar from it. It's just something I love. So if there's anything out there like that for you, whether it's playing a sport or reading books, whatever it is, I would just say pursue it. Life is short. And yeah, that's about it.
That is it. And we can go down and I want you to go over to officialinfamousbeats.com. There you can see, learn about artists he worked with. You can find out about getting some music. This goes way deeper. I'd like to invite you back one day, Infamous, so we can just talk the whole hour.
Definitely.
And we can definitely get it in on that way. And I do thank you for calling in today to the Ant Taylor Show and speaking with me. It's a pleasure. And keep making the beats, man. You're doing your thing, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Infamous Beats. Oh, that's the wrong one. Yes, I'm so sir. Sorry. Let's try again. There it is. Infamous Beats, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Taylor Show. We'll be right back after this.
For 20 summers, I've been hustling, stacking this dope. I made it off rap, not bagging up dope. I seen you can't imagine while on this road. I hit the booth and unload, I shed my soul. Remember trying to take 50 racks out the bank. Remember when I could barely put 5 on the tank. This life is more than what you think, it's what you make it. It's hard to put it back together once you break it. You know addiction is an illness, it's hard to shake it. Energy never lies, it's hard to fake it. Ain't got an image online, I really live it. One show, a Honda Civic, why would I pivot? I get it back because I give it, circle of life. A round trip flight, the picture painted. I'm young, black, and famous, success is dangerous. I empathize for a hater, they live in anguish. All my cutlery is stainless, the truck is black. Last year I made, enough of that. Flow water, gon' probably need a cup for that. 5 minutes of my time is a couple racks. That's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact.
All I wanted my whole life was to follow my dreams. Couldn't tell you what I give for my art to be seen. It makes my heart beat. And all the time I spent immersed in the grind, I wouldn't change a single second, not a step in the climb. But lately something in my heart has shifted gears. I can feel the change, something deeper than this chase. Let me explain, it's the way I see the world as God's innovation. I seem to resonate with love more than aspiration. I'm learning how to be a good man inside. I've been trying to be more humble, I've been trying to conquer pride. Getting back to the roots, I'm seeing family more. Just watched my sister graduate, GPA was almost 4. I got a daughter on the way, I know she changed me too. Cause she's becoming my whole world and she's still in the womb. My uncle told me, yeah, just wait for the day that baby looks you in the eyes, cause you'll feel something change. Well, change is feeling like the theme of this ride. Cause when I fell in love with music, man, it shifted the tides. Music gave me a purpose, felt I connected the dots. And so I built myself around it, it consumed all my thoughts. An obsession is effective, but the outcome is cold. Cause it's a dangerous game, placing your worth in a goal. Maybe that's why I went through months of feeling broken. But I can tell you God is present in these moments and wisdom is given. I had to be uncomfortable to change the way I was living. And looking from the other side, I know this piece is a gift. So I've been spending all my time leaning into the shift. Cause everything is different now. And I'm not saying that my dreams have been deferred, cause I'm going harder if that's how I'm called to serve. But I took a different path, chose to realign. Sometimes you gotta give it all up to truly find.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this?
This could be.
My daddy over there.
Pardon?
My daddy over there.
Who's calling?
Brandon.
Brandy.
Brandon.
Brandon.
My dad's name Robert.
No, you have the wrong number, Brandon.
He supposed to get us some milk.
It's supposed to be.
For our cereal.
He wants you to get some milk for y'all cereal.
Can you bring us some milk back? We haven't ate yet. We hungry.
Oh, y'all haven't ate yet and you're hungry?
We so hungry.
Y'all real hungry? Well, what is your...
We want some milk.
Y'all want some milk?
My brother want to talk to you. His name is Ladera.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Y'all got some milk.
Where are you calling from?
My dad said he was going to be over there.
Your dad said he's going to be... My number, this number is... He's not...
He told us the number 424.
Uh-huh.
He said he was going to be over there, and he was going to bring us...
And he was going to bring y'all some milk. Well, he probably done left already.
Because we so hungry.
Y'all so hungry.
We be eating one at a time, and we be counting when we eat a real small. And the serious did help.
Where you live?
Over here right now, there, by the bus, by the school.
By the who?
By the school. Across down the street.
Down the street from where?
Why, we, by the church.
By the church? What's the name of the church?
New Beth.
Y'all, the New Beth.
You got some milk.
Oh, we don't have any milk.
Cause we just, the milk that we got.
What's your daddy's name?
His daddy's name Robert. My daddy's name Alvin.
Name what?
Alvin.
Alvin.
But his daddy's name Robert. And Robert be coming over here more than Alvin do. He said that he was going to go over your house and bring us some milk.
He was going to go over to my house?
He said we get real hungry now that number. And he said that a big old red truck was gonna come and spray our house with some milk.
Spray our house with what?
A red truck was gonna bring us a hold on, I'm gonna let you talk to my brother. Hold on.
I want some Reese's got you got us some milk.
No, I don't have any milk, but I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong number.
Both of us on the phone. We just want to know what you cook.
I don't know you all. I don't know what you're talking
about. You got some Kyle Green.
No, I don't have anything.
Hello.
Oh,
hey, this is Rachel Wong, and you're listening to The Ant Taylor Show.
Don't need too much, forever ain't long enough. Through every stormy cloud and rainy day, it was always us. We were just young in love, baby dreamers. Now we got it all, everything we dreamed of. I know I'm crazy, you know it too, but I've always been crazy for you. No doubts, no questions, I feel it in my heart. It was always you, straight from the start. Every time, baby,
to prove I'm all in, and there ain't nothing stopping it. Not a storm, not a fire or rain.
I know I'm crazy, you know it too, but I've always been crazy for you. No doubts, no questions, I feel it in my heart. It was always you, straight from
every
Phoenix, is that
what's
you?
Good? I'm here.
What's up? What's up? How you doing? Welcome to the Ant Taylor Show. Do you want to tell a little something about yourself?
Absolutely. So I'm a upcoming R&B artist. I'm very versatile. I can, you know, rap and sing, but absolutely, I'm tapping into the 90s R&B sound. I'm just all about connecting and networking and building with people. And yeah, that's pretty much it about me.
So how long have you been into music, Phoenix?
So I started singing, or I started playing piano when I was 6 years old. And then I started singing, you know, ever since I was a kid, but I didn't start to like go to the studio or record anything professionally until maybe 2020. I was going to like two art schools where they had like programs. So we had like our own studio rooms, and then they had instrument rooms, and you know, the rooms were soundproofed, and I was in a march band. So I was always like musically inclined. But 2020 is when I say I started.
Okay. So you put your time in, 2020, and then you was in a marching band and all that goodness. So let me ask you this.
Choir. Yep.
Choir. So what made you want to pick up the pen and the pad and get on the mic?
Honestly, when I was a kid, my brother was watching like a Michael Jackson YouTube video, and I think it showed like the concert and how the fans were reacting and how he's interacting, like his energy, his presence, his stage presence. And it was kind of like, I don't know, it kind of like sparked something in me, had me interested in engaging with people the same way, making them feel something, making them be able to feel something positive, whatever the case may be, based off of my music. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
What got me inspired.
That's dope. So, do you remember the first song you wrote?
The first song I wrote, yes, I do. It's called, it's not released, but it's called Bad. I wrote it when I was in school. I was in high school, Fells High School, and I just wrote it. I think I didn't even have a beat for or anything. I just was going off of, I play by ear. I don't play by like reading notes and things like that. So I was just, you know, making some beats up, tapping my hands or whatever, and made some notes on the piano. And yeah, came up with my first song called Bad.
That's hard. So Phoenix, you know, I was looking at your Instagram, and you're very interesting. You know, I mean, you have an interesting way about you and the style and things like that. And it also brought to me the attention of your name, Phoenix. How did you, is that a part of a real name, or how did you come up with that?
So being like from Philly, I feel, I don't know about other cities and, you know, other places and things like that, but I feel like if you can persevere through things that go on here in the city, how people are, you know, the envy, the jealousy, the sneakiness, like if you can handle and endure all of that, or they put you in predicaments where you back to square one or you back to ground zero, and you can persevere through that and then still become, you know, a better person or accomplish more and retain more information, whatever the case may be. If you were able to bounce back after whatever situation, that's my definition of a Phoenix. Didn't let nothing keep you down. You didn't let, you know?
I got you. So you rose like a Phoenix. I get you. So
absolutely.
How is life in Philly? I mean, basically what I hear, I mean, you know, y'all had some real hard rappers come out of there, like Will Smith.
Oh yeah, for sure. For
like,
sure.
Like your boy Will Smith. Will Smith is a representative of Philly, right? With a hard rapper.
Oh yeah.
I was messing with you, but you guys got a lot of good rappers coming out of there and strong artists.
Absolutely. You know.
So was that inspiring to you, knowing that you have so many people coming from Philly that are just so much loved in the world?
I feel like it's definitely inspiring. Like Philly is, I feel like we're the beacon of art, musically, clothing, style, whatever the case may be, despite whatever they say. Everybody got their own little style, sis, but Philly, that's what we about for real. So I feel like the people that are here, that it's a lot of like drill rap in this city, you know, but some artists have been incorporating R&B. They've been trying to pour a real sound out, you know, really tell a story without it being so violent. So I honestly, I feel like the R&B wave in Philly right now is going well. I feel like it's going to be a nice transition for artists. Most artists that I've seen has been in the mix of, you know, street stuff, whatever the case may be. They're starting to be more professional and business, you know, minded. So it's definitely something positive that I'm seeing, going to be something to inspire the youth. Like, I'm actually proud that people are focusing and never let up or anything like that. You know, it's just unfortunate that the crowd in the city, like, with the drill music that was made back in the day, a lot of stuff was spoken about, you know, and it affected a lot of people. A lot of lives were lost and things like that. So that's the only bad side of it, you know. The music, people was listening and they was tapping in. But other than that, like I said, that everybody from Philly, I feel like all our 90s R&B movies, all our 90s movies, Friday, all that, all the music soundtracks that is in those movies is based from Cali. Like, so we keep all that instilled in us and our upbringing. We Sunday cleaning, we playing, you know, Ice Cube and certain songs. Like, so we keeping that alive. I feel that's the only thing that's keeping us going for real, for real. That nostalgia is what's bringing that music back.
Wow. Yeah. So that was one heck of an era. I mean, some of us remember it better than others. You know, the thing about generationally, in every generation, there was always some music that contributed to the change and sometimes the decline of an environment. You know what I mean? There's, you know, I can remember back to where gangster rap wasn't even that big. And then when it got big, that's when everybody wanted to be Scarface, or everybody wanted to be a drive-by shooter, everybody. And it just went down the line from my generation to your generation to other generations. Absolutely. You know what I mean? And to push through that and persevere and have a mindset saying, hey, you know, I'm going to create things that help people rather than contribute to harm is a real good thing. You know what I mean? So
I want to be an advocate for life outside of that.
So I noticed you have songs. Is this a part of a particular project? Is it a EP or album or are all these singles that I'm looking at?
So I have an EP and then I have some singles. The EP is named Lily, if I'm not mistaken. And I have the single Frequency, Precious, The Feelings Remix, and Law and Order Remix. Those are all singles. But I put out an EP as well with most of my singles on there.
Yeah. You know what? I did get a chance to hear some of your music, and we're going to play a little bit of it later on down the line in the show.
Okay.
Great song. Let's take a listen real quick to this one.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Feelings, Phoenix version by Phoenix K.
I wanna know who you be calling, who you be texting, who you be all on your phone. Ignore my message, shit got me stressing, but I ain't tripping, you want me to leave alone. Yeah, like I don't already know. Yeah. That is somebody texting you. That's not gonna top me. I'm the one that's right next to you. You acting sloppy, baby. I'm gonna just text to you. I watch your body, baby. Do what you gonna do. You know you love me, baby. I've been just trusting you. Don't break my heart, baby. I'm so in love with you. Yeah. Said, baby, if you gon' just love me, then show me something. Cause you've been hurting me and I don't know what I'm feeling. Got me all up in my feelings, in my feelings. But baby, I just want you to drill it, yeah, bitch, drill it. In my mind, babe, I feel it, I just feel it. Baby, I just need some healing. You just love me and you know what you wanna feel, yeah. Baby, I'ma keep it real, yeah. Lately, it's been feeling real depressing. You got my heart just swollen, yeah, I feel the pain just in my chest. And I don't wanna stress, I leave it all to you the rest. And I'm not trying to stress. Baby, what it do? You playing like I don't want you. I won't make assumptions. Come here, baby, touch it. I just want your loving. No arguing, discussions. Just making money, ducking. Them exes, I ain't ducking. Miss when you was loving me, kissing me and hugging me. Stay up all night, talk to me. Keep me warm, keep company. Lately, you've been killing me. Yeah. Lately, you've been killing me. Miss when you was drilling me. Baby, keep it real with me. You was loving me and feeling me, yeah. You was feeling me, yeah. Feeling me, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that if you
wanna love me, then show me something. Cause you've been hurting me and I don't know what I'm feeling. Got me all up in my feelings, in my feelings. I just want you to just drill it in my mind to feel it. Baby, I need healing, yeah. I just need some healing. Need some healing. Rest in peace, I hope you feel it.
That girl good. I like that. I like that.
I appreciate it.
How do you approach this, like when you make these songs? Like this song basically is really, really, really like passionate. You know what I mean? But yeah, I can hear the passion in it. But and I can also hear a little bit of like frustration, or I don't know how to express what I hear.
Yeah.
But I know I'm hearing some of that. Is that true or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. You hit the nail on the head, right?
Yeah, you know,
that's
really
funny because
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Like, when sometimes, no, you're fine. Sometimes when I go to the studio, it's just like in the movie sometimes, like, when the artist walks in and he's like, yo, put the track on, and, like, they about to pour their frustrations out, you feel me? Yeah. Like, that's kind of how it was when I recorded that song. Like, I literally woke from out my sleep and just straight walked to the studio and just was like, yeah, I'm need to record this. Literally, I had some funny ad-libs in there. I kept all that in there. I'm like, yeah, it's raw. That's it. Drop it.
Yeah, yeah. Sound good. So, everybody, go over to Spotify, like, right now. Look up artist Phoenix K. Let me see here how she got it. She got just the word Phoenix. For you guys out there who have spelling issues like me, let me read it to you. P-H-O-E-N-I-X with a space K. Phoenix K, ladies and gentlemen. So, Phoenix, let's get back to talking about you and everything, Phoenix. Your music style and production, do you have a team or do you do your own production or do you, like, use various producers or what's the deal?
So, for some of my songs, I have various producers. Like, I have one producer that's actually from Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And then the other, I believe, two producers that I have are based from Philadelphia. So, yeah, I try to keep a good handful of people from, like, different places because, you know, I like to network. I like to work with as many people because you never know who knows who. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can put my song in front of someone else. And just because they're a producer, they have this connection. So I try to keep it.
No,
try to keep the door open, you know,
that's
try to connect everybody.
That's dope. What's your stance on collaborations in case anybody in the audience wanted to get a hold of you and perhaps speak collaborations?
If anyone wanted to get in touch with me in regards to collaboration, you could just simply hit me on Instagram at Phoenix, P-H-O-E-N-I-X-K, numbers 2-9. PhoenixK29, hit me on Instagram. I open and check my DMs all the time, and I'm most definitely trying to connect with any artists from the West Coast for sure.
That's dope. So what's your affinity with the West Coast? You like it out this way, or that's where I'm at?
Absolutely. Like, I travel everywhere. I had a show out there. It was in Cali. It starts with a B. I cannot recall off the top of my head. I think it's a part I've never been to before. It's not far from Huntington Beach, Bellflower.
Oh, yeah, Bellflower. Okay. Bellflower, California,
yes,
everybody.
I performed at the Motor Sports United car dealership with the slingshots and all that. It was really nice. They were super amazing hospitality. It was a great show. Tony Romiti came out and performed. She brought her daughter. Everything was really dope. I loved it so much.
That's excellent. And I hear you have a schedule planned to get back out to the West Coast soon. Do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody in particular or...
absolutely. Shout out to my manager, Andre. Shout out to my manager, Hard Home Production. Shout out to Dink Puss and Profound LA. Y'all gonna see me out there performing and kicking it with them. Downtown LA, we gonna be turning up. Y'all gonna see me in the Bay. I'm about to be around when I touch down in Cali. Real rap, we gonna be in Los Angeles. We gonna be in the Bay. We gonna be everywhere, networking and connecting. So definitely tap it with me. You feel me? I ain't got no bias. I'm in every hood and I'm in every suburb. Just let me know.
Yeah, that's excellent. You know what the thing is, Phoenix? What I'm gonna ask you to do, if you can do it for me, is
absolutely
do like a drop for me. Like, hey, this is Phoenix K, and you're listening to the Ant Taylor Show, and I'm gonna put that on every time I play your song. I'm gonna drop it right there.
Hey, what's good, guys? It's your girl Phoenix K, and y'all tapping in with the Ant Taylor Radio Show.
Thank you so much. That was dope. Coming up next for you, a show, and then what else do you have coming this year?
After a show, I have my own showcase, Phoenix and Friends, that will be taking place in Philly, November the 28th, the day before my birthday, for all my Sagittarius. Definitely come through, pop out. Y'all got some time and grab y'all tickets. I have the ticket links in my bio. I was accommodated. We got vendors. We're going to have food. We're going to have treats and desserts. We're going to have some dope artists performing, special guests, you feel me? And best artists get a mic drop, one-on-one consultation with a label representative, photo shoot, and like I said, mic drop with On The Mic Series, Tony Litt. Shout out to Tony Litt Official. And yeah, we going up. After that,
that's dope.
New year, that's dope. New project.
And do you have any concerns about the music industry right now? Like, for example, Lizzo, did you hear what she said about the music industry?
Not recently, no.
Yeah, so this is not what I want people to take this as, not as a Debbie Downer or a right. way of a negative thing. It's actually something you can build on, but just take a listen real quick, all right?
Hi, I'm a multiple Grammy Award winning artist with multiple number ones and multiple platinum plaques, soon to be diamond plaque. If you are upcoming in this industry, you should watch this video. The music industry is in complete shambles right now, and you can use that to your advantage. Back in the day, the music industry was very algorithmic, as any other industry was, but that industry was controlled to a certain extent. Now that we are in the digital streaming age, there is no control over the algorithm, and it is stressing people the fuck out, myself included. Every major artist besides Beyonce has dropped music this year, or is planning to drop music this year, or has featured on somebody's record this year. I dropped a mixtape over the summer. I had SZA and Doja Cat on it, and I just dropped the deluxe to my mixtape today. And yet there are still people who don't even know I dropped music.
Oh my God. So what's going on is I think that the algorithms are definitely controlling who hears what and when they hear it. So she's a little bit concerned, you know what I mean? But the thing that I always tell people is that you got to not be afraid to go back down a couple of steps, you know what I mean? To touch, you know what I mean?
But my opinion on that personally, like, you can look at that two ways. You know, being a blessed person, being a person that a positive mindset to always look at things in a positive light, right? So in that case, the algorithm, if you are a true artist, like I'm saying, performance, like she, Beyonce is an example, her performance, everything across the board is to a T. If you're an artist like that, regardless of whatever, you don't need to be concerned about whether your algorithm will be affected or not, because you're doing your part and you're being consistent. But other artists that are not on the level of Beyonce or didn't put enough neck in the game, who aren't going hard, who are not hungry, it doesn't matter whether you get pay for plays or you don't. You feel me? Like, if you're not hot, you're not. It's either you got it or you don't. But the new day and age look for catchy party club sounds because the newer generation lack education on music. So it's 50-50 for me. It's either you're a talented artist, you know what you need to do, or you have no talent whatsoever, and you kind of do need to pay to, you know, be neck and neck with the others that are already talented. So, yeah.
If you aren't, if it's not your field of expertise, then you're going to have to kick out some dollars. But if you're the hottest on the block, you're the best quarterback, you nobody can tell you nothing.
That's it. That's it. And you can't be afraid to go out and touch people. Get what's called shoulder to shoulder. Get on the levels. Go in the clubs. Go in the places, mm-hmm. not the big arenas, and let people know you're. Because these major artists, that's their problem. They're so far up there that they don't know any in between. You know what I mean? So it's been a real pleasure. This is a call that almost didn't happen today, and I appreciate that it did. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the world-famous Aunt Taylor Show with Phoenix K. Put your hands together for my girl, Phoenix K. All right. Thank you, Phoenix.
The Mechanics.
Living day by day in a bay, man, it's manic. Didn't have a grazer place, so he going to Laney. College dropout, thugging, trying to make you some cheese. They bipping for a hustle, no more slinging D. Robbing and shooting, instead he killing each other. Back doing one another, used to call him his brother. Channel 2 showed the story at 10 last night. Another teen found dead from a game of dice. All boys in the hood like Dope Boy. Killed little bro over a 4-point. Back dope little Joe and got away clean. Then got told on by a dope fiend. You say it's cold, say it's scandalous, that's the way it is. We was crack babies, this generation off fears. Molly, pills, and other dope. His daddy in jail and his mother smoked.
Welcome back to the ghetto, ghetto, ghetto.
Back to the ghetto, ghetto, ghetto. Welcome back to the ghetto, ghetto, ghetto. Back to the ghetto.
To the homies in my videos ain't even alive. And as I watch them moving forward through the years, reminiscing the gravestone, shedding so many tears. Colin Cap took the knee while snitches took pleas. While I sit in the cemetery mourning over my G's, I miss G-Net, short round Big Shine and Big Mike, playing B, Pimp C, and Big Psych. Dear Lord, tell Lucifer turn the heat down. I feel the flames of hell under my feet now in the ghetto. Ain't a damn thing changed, cocaine is a hell of a drug. Rick James, police kill blacks on alarming rates. From the Statue of Liberty back down to the Golden Gate to the ghetto. Baby playing with heavy metal, baby's dying, it's hard for mama
welcome
to let
back
go.
To the ghetto, ghetto, ghetto. Back to the ghetto, ghetto, ghetto. Welcome back to the ghetto. Welcome back. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. The jacket died and I still can't let it go. Red high, they just wanna kick us all out. Gentrification, know what I'm talking about? Gas high, $5 for a gallon. Credit card got denied, $0 on my balance. And then they wonder why we shady. Ghetto got us crazy, starving so he robbed an old lady. Didn't know that was his best friend, grandmother. First of the month, took a grand from her. On the ground, flossing bands, how he hit a lick. But when his brody found out, he got his wig split. Dope Eric and Jay ran a pie. Now it's Nutcase, Stubby, and STI. From the streets to the pen, never settle. Just in case you forgot, you forgot. Welcome back to the ghetto, ghetto, ghetto. Back to the ghetto. Welcome back to the ghetto.
Sometimes, life throws challenges our way. And it's easy to feel weighed down. But even in those tough moments, we keep moving forward. We carry the love of family and friends who are no longer with us. And their memory reminds us why we do what we do. By continuing to chase what we love, whether it's music, art, or simply living fully, we honor them. So even when the chips are down, remember, you're not alone. And every step forward is a tribute to those who help shape who you are. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Aunt Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can all reconvene right here on this station next week, same time. Same day, you know how we do it on the Aunt Taylor Show.